Just not consciously yet.
Video, my love, I sing before. Odula Hashem Kito Ileolam Hasta 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 Yomana Yisrael.
That's an original.
What's yours?
That's mine. That one's
beautiful.
Yeah. And again, the words get the niggin very beautifully. You want to take a break?
Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. Last week, you gotta go big or go home. The last one of the, so we go away. So, I this in a couple extra pages here. Don't worry, we're not going to do all 10 pages. First, some thank yous. First, some thank yous. So first, thank you to everyone for coming. Always, you know, people who came, people who wanted to come. You can't have a chever together without such chever there. Specifically for Akiva. Akiva is going to New York next year. Mirtzah Shem Hashem is putting him on his journey, on his path. But it was such an inspiration always to know that even if I was going to be sometimes by myself, when either Stewie was away or other people were away, I could always count on Akiva being there. And that, at least for me, that was always a great chizuk. I'm sorry for embarrassing you. But you should just know I personally very much appreciate it. Rabbi, what's the name for the Yard Sin?
Shimon ben Binyamin Menachem Mendel.
Our learning tonight should be the Nishmas Shimon
ben
Binyamin Menachem Mendel, whose Yard Sin is tonight. Shabbat tremendously in Shemaim. Continue to have much nachas for all the bracha and success from his mishpacha here. And for Shlema.
Eliyahu Yekutiel ben Shendel.
Say that again.
Eliyahu
Yekutiel
ben Shendel.
Eliyahu Yekutiel ben Shendel. Baruch Tzvi v'mefibat yo. Yemen Semcha ben Adin Amina b'sor shokho Yisrael. So I found a very nice essay from the Klausenberger Rebbe. As we say, we never say goodbye to the Torah from the Rebbe, as we did last year. There's no goodbye to the Majid Tzor, there's no goodbye to the Klausenberger, but I wanted to really end off with one of his, a teaching that really resembles who he was and everything that we saw throughout the year. So a shir, Parshas Naso, 1979. And it's the Shabbos after Shavuos. So I thought it would be very apropos to also learn this Torah together. So he writes in the Parsha, the Torah says, V'daber shal Moshe, Daber b'nei Yisrael, Isha u'isha, Ki yasun kolchatas ha'odam limo mol b'Hashem, v'ashamam na'neva shahi, v'esvadus chatosam, heishiv es ashma b'rosha. Right? Basically, when Klai Yisrael messes up, they do a sin, they do a me'ila, they have to come now and to confess their sins to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Klausenberger has a very beautiful explanation of how what that that whole essence of vidui of talking about one's sins in front of other people, what's the connection to that in post Shavuos? So the whole Torah here, we're not going to go through the whole Torah, but the whole Torah is really based on the following theme. You know, one of the things that the Rebbe always talked about, especially after the war, was the theme of Achdus, the theme of Avas Yisrael. Right, I think we said this a few weeks ago. The story, right, that first Daf Yomi Shir, that the Rebbe found a couple of Jews, and they wanted. No, it wasn't a Daf Yomi. It was a Chulin Shir, and every time they got to open Daf Beis, what happened in the Shir? He was about to start the Gemara. And then he just got up to Sipuri Tzadikim. He was just talking about different Tzadikim, and he was just giving Divrei Chizuk. And after a couple of times, one of the guys who survived the war, one of the Chever there, said, "Rebbe, thank you so much for the Chizuk. What's going on over here? Let's start the Gemara. Let's start Chulin." So he said, "Do you know where Daf Aleph is? Where's Daf Aleph?" He said, "Rebbe, there's no Daf Aleph in the Gemara. The Daf Aleph is right now where we're holding. Right after the war, people don't have families, they don't have friends. Daf Aleph is giving chizuk. We have to talk about the Sipur Tzadikim. We can't open the Gemara yet until we have this giving chizuk to each other and making sure that everyone's okay." And this is exactly what the Rebbe talks about. At post Shavuos, a Jew has to be on such fire, not only for Hashem, but fire for Klal Yisrael. Right? Ki yishecha b'lev echad. And he actually writes, this on the bottom of page 2. First he quotes a Gemara in Yoma that tells us that Yom Kippur is only mechaper averus between Hashem and to us, but averus between an adam chavero? No, until you go and ask for forgiveness. Look what he writes on the bottom here. Alichan Sham Yisrael Negedahar on the bottom of page 2. Ki yishecha b'lev echad. V'zos haisa hachana shevi l'kabal satar. The whole essence, you think, to prepare for Kabbalah Satorah, a Jew should just learn more Torah. That's not what Klal Yisrael did, and it's not what Klal Yisrael is doing. V'lachay nemar kol ha-Torah, page 3, b'loshen yachid. Why did it say, v'yichan sham yisrael k'neged ha-har, ki yishecha b'lev echad? L'horah shekim ha-Torah, toy ba'achdusha shel Klal Yisrael. The whole Torah is meant to make sure that it leads to achdus, to leads to care. If we come out of Shavuos and we're not on fire for Jews, not on fire for chesed, then Shavuos, okay, were inspiring days. I went to a couple of good shiurim, but it didn't really affect me. Kulano b'nei ish echad nachnu. We're all the son of one man. They all come from Abraham Avinu. L'zeh derech eretz kan matar. And this is Pashut. Shemechaven sheklai yisrael kiguf echad domi. Klai yisrael is one body. Like I think we said this a few weeks ago. A few summers ago, I was cutting a bagel in my Lago Boca Raton apartment. And I missed the bagel. And I got my thumb right here. See that? Show and tell. 6 stitches right there. Went to the place next to Mozart. They're fixing me up. So what happened? So the Medra says, what? If you cut yourself, what, you said your one arm is going to go cut your other arm? Of course not. Right? My left thumb was cut by my right thumb, so my left thumb is now going to hurt my right thumb? It's not going to happen. We're all one. We're one body. We're one team. I'm not sure if anyone saw Kevin Durant's injury this week. I'm a sports guy, so yeah, the guy. I just want to talk. His Instagram page was so incredible. This guy just came out of surgery. Just out of surgery for his Achilles. Look at what he said. It's actually my WhatsApp status. It's just the way things go in this game, and I'm proud that I gave it all physically I could, and I'm proud my brothers got the W. It's going to be a journey, but I'm built for this. I'm a hooper, and I know my brothers could get this game 6. I'm happy for them, and I would have done it. Basically, he says I would have done it all over again. Basically, he came back a little too early from the injury. He was on fire, but at the end of the day, it's very easy for them, for someone to say, I'm just going to, I have a contract year coming up. I'm only going to worry about my contract. Yeah, of course. I still want Toronto to win. But there's something nice to be able to learn from that. That he was caring for other people. Not only for his own injury. Quote to the Gemara in Shabbos, in the middle of page 3. Ode, in the paragraph that says Ode. That Moshe actually added a day to be able to give the Torah on Zion Sivan. And the Gemara says there, Kadosh Baruch Hu actually agreed to it. Kimen shenochach Moshe bin Olav Shabbos shelo b'derechetz lo yichal b'nei Yisrael l'kabbalas haTorah. Right? Originally, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Give the Torah in Vav Nisan of Sivan," and Moshe actually added a day. What did Moshe do for that on that day? Says the Rebbe, he's talking about midos tovos. He's talking about having the achdus, the proper derechetz. What does this mean? Al kein omar v'hosif yom echa meidaito sheyuchal limod az meseches derechetz. You want to know before you open the Gemara something called daf af, something called holding the door for someone behind you. It's something you hear, you see an email, or you see a text, someone's not doing well. You don't have to tell everyone about it. Like the Rav Shitzer. The Rav Shitzer was very, very hidden. You didn't tell everyone he did something good. You do it. That's Meseches Derech Eretz. By the way, there actually is a Mesech that's called Derech Eretz. And they talked a lot about exactly what you think we're talking about. Bahadrichem Heach Leo V'lechabit Zezev Hishish Bekim Ava V'achtos V'shom Ba'ideza Yachlu L'kabal Sotor V'inadcha D'tainas Ha'malachim. Right, the Malachim there, the Gemara says, the Malachim go to Hashem. Hashem, why are you giving them the Torah? Right, that's what the Gemara says. Right? And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, the Torah is not for you, the Torah is for them. But you can't have the Torah without having the Achdus. Uvezeh Yisyashav Gamkein Mashik Shav HaMagin Avram. Ha'ech Anu Omram B'yom Vav Nisan Zaman Matan Torah Sinu. So at the end of the day, if Shavuos was really Zion, then how on Vav, or why are we celebrating, on Vav? Really? It was Zion, it was Shabbos. So then why are we celebrating on Vav also? And the Rebbe says something so powerful but so simple. Without the first day, there is no Kabbalah Satorah. Vav Sivan is part of it. Derech Eretz is the Kabbalah Satorah. You can't come to Zion without having a Vav. You can't come to Zion of learning Torah without having the Vav. You can't come to Kabbalah Sator without going through Sfiras Omer, which is all talking about our interpersonal relationships. You think it's Stam, that Rabbi Kiva's students all died in that time, that's mine? Of course not. We weren't able to hold back the Malachim's powerful message. I think we said earlier in the year, I believe it was maybe it's Parshas Emor. Bichesel of Kushmer says, one of the great Hasidic rabbis where Majus comes from, "Ahav to leir chakimocha, ze klal god batar." You should love your friend like yourself, and this is the great rule in the Torah. He says so beautifully. He says, you want to know how good your Torah learning is? Look to see if your Avos Yisrael is growing with your Torah. Gadol b'Torah. You want to be a Zek Gadol b'Torah? We'll go back and look at your Avos Yisrael. You want to know if your Torah is affecting you? If Shavuos affected you? If 2019 Shavuos affected you? How are you talking to people after Shavuos? I know sometimes, especially my kids today, sometimes you get to a certain patience level. Like, okay, I can act one way in public and one way in private. No. Avos Yisrael, especially, it starts in the home. I'm talking simply to myself. It's very easy to give a shir and talk about Achdus all the time and Avos Yisrael all the time, but the hardest people are the people that you're the most comfortable with. And that's what Chesed of Kushmer says. After the Chemuch is like Klal Gadol b'Torah. Gadol b'Torah. You want to be Gadol b'Torah? Look back at how you treat each other. And this is what he says at page 4. Be'egadah shal Pesach, Ilar v'kivnet, Ilar in the second paragraph, Ilu kirem nof v'ner Sinai, v'lo nos lanas the Torah, dayenu. And if we came to Har Sinai, if we came to Sinai, and we didn't get the Torah, it wouldn't be good enough. And everyone asks, I believe it is the Ksav Sofer and others explain, it wouldn't be good enough to come to Har Sinai and not gotten the Torah. The whole point of coming to Har Sinai was to get the Torah. How can we say such a thing? The Ksav Sofer and others explain. Says no. What happened at Sinai? We were kishah habalevicha. We learned maseches derech eretz. At the end of the day, each one of us grew in such great avos Yisrael. It would have been good enough not to even get the Torah, just to be able to make sure we were all on one team. Look at the story on the bottom of page 4. He quotes from Heschelo of Liska. Omer, incredible story. Shomer shebevolifan of choyle levakas Yeshua umeschanei lekosh baruchu. Someone, people used to come to him for Yeshua's, right? They had a certain sickness, and he would daven to Kadosh Baruch for them. What would he say? He would say the following: "Hare Yehudi zeha omi lefanayv tovi meni." This person, this Jew in front of me, he deserves good, more than me. Al kain, hinini mevakish shetavir mimenu eschalav elai. Can you imagine? Take this sickness from him and put it on me. And I'm gonna go in his place. That's a real, that's a very high level. He says that's how cholim actually were saved and they were cured. He said, I have to take upon it. It's got this kind of reminds me of the Reb Shlomo Maisa of the barber, right? The famous story of the Chayza. The Chayza was once needed a haircut before Yontif, and I guess they put out messages. You know, the Chayza was looking for a barber, and every single time someone cut the rabbi's hair, the Chayza said, "Thank you, but no, thank you." Finally, there was no one left, and they saw someone standing on the street. I think it was Reb Shlomo Maisa, no? And Rav Weinberger says it, it says on his street. He's like a guy living on the street. He said, "I'm a doctor, or I'm a little bit of a barber. I'm a barber, a little bit of a doctor." They said, "Okay, let's give this guy a shot." And what happens? He comes to bring him to the chayza. He starts cutting the rabbi's hair, and the rabbi's like, "Ah, chaya, this is it. This is life right here." Finishes off the hair. Kind of the goodbye monk want to know, like, who is this guy? He's not saying. So Weinberg says, "What do you do when you want to get a Jew to talk? You give him some apple juice. Yeah, give him a little mashka, a little apple juice." And so they brought him to the local pub, and he told him the following story. So in the town over, there was a Jew, unfortunately, who got caught for doing some illegal things, and he had a mishpacha. He was very skinny. He says, "I'm a bigger guy." He said, "I saw this happening. I saw it." And then they were giving him malchus. They're going to hit him hard. And I stepped up and I said that it was really me. He showed him the things on his back. And I went back to the chayza. He was known as the chayza of Lublin because he's able to look at your forehead and see everything about you. Like when Rav Druk came last year, Rav Druk held my hand for 30 seconds. He was telling me things that like my wife doesn't know. I shouldn't say this on. But I'm saying like there's tzaddikim like we have that koach. The chayza saw this person was someone who was mamish living Rav Heschel of Lisk. He was able to say that I want to take the beating for someone else. I want to take it. That's the whole message of Naso. The whole message of Naso. Naso is Rosh Ben Yisrael. Right? I think the Mori Naim, I should have photocopied the Mori Naim. The Mori Naim says Naso S Rosh. Lift up the S. What's S? Aleph through Tav. Lift up the Torah. Nasas Rosh, but the Belzer Rebbe says even more. Nasas Rosh b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Gershon gam him. Belzer Rebbe says b'nei Gershon means the Jews who feel like they're Gersh, they're pushed away, they're divorced from Hashem. Gam him l'beis avosam. They also have a chelik. And you think, oh, you're not learning Torah for 35 hours, or you're not learning Gemara, you're not in Sviyachas Chaver, you're not precious to the Rabbanu Shalom. No, everyone's precious to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Each one of us are precious. And our chelik of Torah is precious. Naso es rosh, naso es, says the Mori Naim. Lift up your es, lift up your Torah, but to make sure that it's also b'nei Gershon gam him, that everyone has their own chelik. And he said, he goes to really page 6, 7, 8, he really talks about how it's so important for parents and for teachers, on the top of page 8, be able to infuse this at a very young age. He was talking about how, on page 8, that the horim, amorim, ekrov, amachanchim, amalamdim, asher dvarim, how important it is for parents and for teachers to infuse midos and derech eretz, to have the midah of the month, to infuse it at a very young age. You can't begin to start learning without making sure that the midos are there, the proper characteristic traits are there. The daber leim divrei musaf ha'adrachal hachtir b'hem torah umetzos karoi heinabana veheinabanas, either the sons or the daughters. It starts with their cheretz. It starts with caring for each other. He says a very interesting custom. He quotes the Arizal in the next paragraph. Rogel ha'is elamin ha'tamidim mashkotz me'ariyo kodosh sheyesh lo'odim le'nashik yidei imo b'lo Shabbos kodesh b'bo ben besek nesas. When a Jew comes home from shul, Arizal brings down, I never heard this minhag before, he says that there was a minhag to kiss your mother's hand. to be able to, when you come in from Shul on Shabbos, there's a certain aura, right? The Gemara says that you come in with the Malachim. There's a certain there. And he says it about the Minchas Halozer, whose Yartzeit was last week. About Minchas Halozer of Mukach. He used to do this. Shvechol El Shabbos Kodesh, Hidr Lanashe Gidei Ima Yishya. You go kiss his mother's hand. This teaches us a level of Chinuch Amidas Tovos. And really the whole Torah here is going back, he's going back to this, this is the whole Yisrael. But finally, I'm at page 10, and then I'm going to stop, because I feel like I've been saying the same thing. Page 10. He says, people think when Shavuos is over, okay, Shavuos is over. No, no, no. There's something called Tashlumen. Tashlumen means able to pay back, right? If someone doesn't be able to, someone that can't bring the carbon on Shavuos, there's something called Tashlumen. You're able to basically make up days, right? Like that kid today was in school. You miss finals, you have a kid, you have a little time to be able to make it up. He said, we're holding in Sheva Brachas. Right? What day? Shavuos is over on Monday night, so Tuesday. We're holding. This is third day Sheva Brachas. 7 days after. Right? Chag Shavuos was the Chasna. Hashem all this Ma'amat on Torah. Each one of us accepted the Torah. But what does this also mean? We accepted the Torah, so we also accepted it to be able to know how to act. We accepted the Torah. We have to make sure that we're also making sure, not just giving over the Torah, but also giving out what it means to care for other people. To make sure that people know how to treat each other, they don't embarrass each other. He says the Rabbi is saying simple. When you teach your kids to have good midos, that'll help them grow in Torah. I share derech eretz kadma the Torah. V'zeh you so-called binyan sh'alav nivne chinuch haktanim. Because to infuse your kids with proper midos, that's everything. And he says that in the second to last paragraph. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah to Klal Yisrael. We said Nasa v'nishma. But before everything, it was kishach ha'balevichon. And the Gemara in Sota, Yudah Manav says, Torah t'chilasa gemilas l'schadim, the sofa gemilas l'schadim. Right? This is a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says that the Torah starts with chesed and ends with chesed. Starts with chesed, I think the Gemara says there, when Hashem clothed Adam and Chava, when Hashem clothed Adam and Eve. And it ends with chesed when? He buries Moshe. The whole Torah is based on chesed. Something that we try to establish in our group here, of unconditional love and a very sense of tremendous kindness and caring and just looking for something together, growing together, learning together, singing together. Zocha l'siyad l'shmai l'hasigat Torah k'doshu l'kayim m'zaseh. Then we're zocha to the Bible of the Torah. So now go back to the first. So what does this have to do with Me'ilah, right? We started off. Ishu isha kiyaz b'chol chatas ha'odam l'ma ba'ashem, right? We mess up. We have to do vidui. So how does this connect to Shirat Shavir? Let's see if we can connect it. Right? Let's go back to the beginning. He says, before we get to the Me'ilah, let's look first at the word Lamor. Right, look, the word Lamor is extra. Just say, what's Lamor? Lamor, we said before, Lamor is a lashon of raka, of soft, of even when people sin and mess up, and they maybe they did the wrong thing, to be Lamor. To make sure to live in that Lamor essence. Before we get to the Vayidaba, make sure there's Lamor. This reminds me of just a story, but then we'll say one more story after. I think there's a story about Roshomer Feifeld. There was a Jew in the yeshiva in Shar Yashav in Long Island who said something not so covetic to Rabbi Shlomo. Rabbi Shlomo was known for his tremendous Aves Yisrael. And Rabbi Shlomo didn't say something until 3 years later. 3 years later goes by, and Rosh Yeshiva says something back to this student. He said, 3 years ago you said something that wasn't so covetic. So the student's like so blown away. He's like, I feel terrible, I'm so sorry. But like, why didn't you tell me 3 years ago? And he said something that I'll never forget. He said, before I had to tell you what you did wrong, first I had to show you how much I loved you. to show you that I had that. I wanted to make sure that you had that foundation of that, you know, that I'll do anything for you. But when you first came to the yeshiva, we didn't have that foundation yet. First, I needed to show you how much I cared for you, and then I could tell you something. You couldn't just go straight to the Daber in the Pasuk. Daber Abnei Yisrael. First, you have to go to the Lamor. And that's the whole essence of exactly what the Rebbe said in 1979. And I think it's so true for nowadays. I asked Rav Weinberger before I became a middle school teacher. I was only involved in high school before middle school. And I said, Rebbe, like, I don't know anything from anything. He said, it's simple. I never taught middle school either, he said. But in anything in life, it's all about relationships. If you care and you sincerely and you have a genuine desire to get to know people and to have real relationships, the Torah will come. The learning, the inspiration will come. But the Iker is the Derech Eretz. And that's what the Rebbe said, the whole thing. And I don't think there's any greater message for a student, for a Rebbe, for a parent, for any Jew not living nowadays. To be a healthy Jew means to care for others. Everyone's focused on their iPhone and the I this or I that. To get out of the I. Right? There's no I in team. Everyone says, no I in team, but there's a me. It's always a classic kid in the back of the room. No I in team, yeah, but there's a me. Very good. That's the whole vort. The learning that we do here every week is, at least for me, it's the inspiration to care, to grow. It's not only about one person, it's about doing it together. Just to end off with the Maisa from the Rebbe, this is like the most famous that we always say. It was the first Yom Kippur after the war. And a lot of people didn't have, most of the youngsters didn't, they lost their parents. And the Rebbe was getting ready for Yom Kippur in the DP camp, and he gets a knock at his tent. And it was a girl. And he asked the Rebbe for a bracha. And the story goes that he took a napkin and put it over her head and he said the classic Yom Kippur blessing. 5 minutes later, he comes back and he looks at his tent. And who's there? 70 orphans coming back to the Rebbe to be able to get that bracha. And for the Rebbe, it wasn't disturbing of his learning. The Rebbe said that was his Iker way to come into Yom Kippur. It's a good way to come to Yom Kippur was showing those kids that even though they just lost their physical parents, that he was very much there for them. This wasn't just a thing that the Rebbe just said. It's something that he lived by. And I think for us, I think at least personally for myself, we've grown so much from the Shevet Chaim, from the Rebbe, of teaching us what it means to be a real Jew, a passionate Jew, a caring Jew. And Hashem should bless us now. Now we should be able to take this message now going into the summer, especially during before the 3 weeks and the 9 days. We know that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Everything in this man is connected. We should be zochet Be'ez Hashem to take the fire of Shavuos, the Kishecha B'Leilecha of Shavuos Be'ez Hashem, to really take that message to heart. And please guide Be'ez Hashem this year Tisha B'Av, which falls on Shabbos Kodesh, will be zochet to be in Shabbos and Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh Be'ez Hashem. Shkoyach. Shkoyach, shkoyach. Avashreinu matoy chalkeinu manoyin gairalein. Avashreinu matoy chalkeinu manoyin gairalein. Thank you, Kiva. Hiya, ya, vashrei, no, matoy, chalke, umana, loskarev, herape, no, avashrei, no, matoy, chalke, umana, yin, gaira, lay, no, I'm not a
Ashenu Matav Hagenu Kezachi Iskarov L'Rabbeinu La 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 good Shabbos, good Zimmer, I think they say. Good.
What's going to be next year?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for playing that again.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. It's
beautiful.
It's really nice. It's a tremendous aliyah, Mirza Shem.
What do you think?